The delegation met with the president, the prime minister, and our movement, and many other organizations in Mali. What they probably noticed is that the member of our movement, M5, were not there to claim money, seat in the government or in the parliament, but the desire to rebuild the Malian democracy from its roots. So they saw that we are not here to share the cake, like they say in French, partage du gâteau, proposing seats and different things to the member, because we believe that they based their recommendation on those type of feelings. So we see the delegation as being a group of people who are here to, like a club of president who fight to keep president in place against the will of the people. So they probably noticed that we are a new generation of African Democrats who want to finally have government by the people and not for the few elite.
Dr. Cisse, is it true that the opposition is demanding the dissolution of the parliament and a transitional government?
Yes, because every demand that we made was constitutional. Our first demand is the resignation of the president, especially now that he ordered the killing of 17 innocent peaceful protesters on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of July 2020. These protesters were exercising their constitutional right because it was part of the civil disobedience in a nonviolent protest. Everything we ask after that, which is to dissolve the parliament, is after he resigned, not before. So we want to emphasize on that.
The opposition is demanding the resignation of President Keita. The prime minister has reportedly said that this was an inconceivable demand because President Keita was democratically elected.
We thank the ECOWAS for trying to resolve this problem to come into Mali. And we are thanking them for condemning the killing of the people ordered by the president, who obviously crossed the red line, and the M5 has been clear. We will not sit back in the memory of our martyrs. What we want to add is that we are really shocked by the recommendations of ECOWAS, because these recommendations violated the Malian constitution instead of helping Mali to return to a constitutional state. So the ECOWAS has a red line, they claim, which is not to be able to tell the president to resign. And we have our own red line. So our red line is not to let this president violate the Malian constitution again. So the ECOWAS stressed the necessity of respecting the institution. However, the president himself is the first one who violated them by imposing himself as the president in 2018, when it was clear that he lost those elections.